Carlos Ghosn and Nissan. Car Trouble. Collision Course by Hans Greimel and William Spazzato.
The main events of the scandal that brought down Carlos Ghosn, whose restless energy made other globe-trotting bosses look work-shy, are appropriately bookended by flights on corporate jets. The drama began with grainy television footage of Japanese prosecutors boarding the plane that delivered an unwitting Mr. Ghosn to his arrest in Tokyo in November 2018. It culminated in his skipping bail on several charges of financial impropriety around a year later. Stripped of his leadership of a giant conglomerate, he was smuggled out of Japan on another private jet, this time hidden in a box. Because of that clandestine escape, Collision Course by Hans Greimel and William Spazzato to Tokyo-based journalists at times reads like a spy thriller. But their main aim and achievement is to give the clearest account yet of the deep-rooted causes of Mr. Ghosn's predicament. Underpinning the entire tale, and Mr. Ghosn's status as a corporate superstar, was Renault's rescue in 1999 of near-bankrupt Nissan, an alliance later joined by Mitsubishi, which he built into the world's biggest car maker. The terms of Nissan's bailout gave Renault, in which the French government has a large shareholding, control of the Japanese firm, but Nissan got no say over Renault in return. The alliance stopped short of a full merger, which in the car industry had usually ended in disaster. This arrangement led to seething resentment at Nissan, which gradually became the bigger company and the main source of profits. Mr. Ghosn kept a lid on the tensions between the two car makers, their engineers rarely agreed on anything, through the force of his personality.